The state's primary elections are about 3 weeks away, but many Vermonters are not yet tuned into statewide politics, that according to a new VPR Vermont PBS poll. But they are concerned about pocketbook issues such as the economy and taxes. As VPR's John Dillon reports, the poll also shows that the candidates running in the Democratic gubernatorial primary remain relatively unknown.
There are four people on the ballot for the Democratic nomination for governor, and Joan Forbes of Middlebury recognized just one.
Well, I saw the youngster from Bristol on TV last evening.
That would be 14-year-old Ethan Sonnenborn, whose status as the youngest person in the race has gained him quite a bit of news coverage. Has Forbes heard of the other candidates?
Not really, no.
The survey of 603 Vermonters was conducted by Braun Research under the direction of Rich Clark, professor of political science at Castleton University and former director of the Castleton Polling Institute. And it indicates the Democratic primary candidates have some work to do. The poll shows that Christine Hallquist, the former CEO of the Vermont Electric Cooperative, was the most well-known of the four candidates, with 41% of those surveyed recognizing her name. Clark says that will likely help her in what is expected to be a low turnout primary.
I think the voters who are running with a single issue, who've got some motivated voters behind them, are going to do the best. Beyond that, it's having name recognition. So in the Democratic primary, I think you'd like to be where Christine Hallquist is as opposed to her competitors.
The other three candidates, Sonnenborn, Brenda Siegel, and James Ellers, and write-in candidate John Rogers, remain relatively unknown in the 25 to 29% range of name recognition, well within the poll's 4% margin of error.
They're all grouped in that low awareness area. Like I say, Hallquist being the only one that breaks out.
Clark says the news cycle is dominated by national politics, especially coverage of President Trump. He says Vermonters don't seem to be paying much attention to statewide races.
Our data shows that they're not, really. It seems that the national news has really taken all the oxygen out of the room, that people really haven't focused in on state issues.
Vermonters surveyed cited the economy as a top concern, followed by the opioid epidemic, and that finding was backed up by interviews with several of those surveyed. Joan Forbes of Middlebury says she's living on Social Security and has a small business as a landlord.
Also have apartment buildings, and the taxes are just outrageous that we have to pay the school taxes for the apartments.
Donald Horenstein, a retired financial analyst from Shelburne, recently turned 90 and says he's getting more liberal the older he gets. So like many surveyed in the VPR poll, he doesn't think much of President Trump.
You know, I think he's destroying our country in so many ways.
The poll showed that just 28% approve of Trump's job performance. And not surprisingly, there was a sharp partisan divide. Among Republicans, 76% approve of the president, while 91% of Democrats disapproved. Incumbent Governor Phil Scott enjoyed a 43% approval rating. 28% said they disapproved of his performance, and 29% said they weren't sure. Thomas Rowland lives in Burlington and describes himself as a staunch Democrat. But he says Scott is doing a good job.
I might vote for Scott because of his character and the things he's trying to do. Nobody is going to do everything for everyone. And Scott had courage. And the more I talk about it, the more I think I might support him because of what he did with gun legislation.
Scott supported Vermont's first major gun control bills. The legislation required universal background checks for gun purchases and a ban on high-capacity magazines. The governor had opposed gun control but changed his mind last winter after a school shooting in Florida and after a potential school shooting was averted in Vermont. His reversal on the gun issue has drawn challenger Keith Stern into the GOP primary. Political scientist Rich Clark says Stern enjoys the support of a small but potentially highly motivated group.
We see this was one issue that's working among Republicans that's working against the governor.
However, the poll also showed that 67% of those surveyed favored the new gun legislation. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.
And for more on the VPR Vermont PBS poll and to look through the data yourself, you can go to vpr.net.